This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
And we are coming to you absolutely live from the Victorian Pride Centre in this Joy's 31st year. This is Saturday Magazine. Joy 94.9's longest running news and current affairs show since 1996. And we proudly bring you this 23rd day of December 2023 edition of Saturday Magazine. Paul's on panel. James is on the front desk working the phones. Let's get on with it. We've got a great show today with some special guests. And my co-host is the incisive Macedonian Marvel, Nevena Sporovska. Good morning, Nev.
Dobro jutro.
Ooh.
Doesn't take much to impress him.
Oh, that's good.
How are you, Macca?
Look, we've got our guest coming up in just a moment. I had my COVID booster shot during the week.
Excellent. Stay safe.
And, you know, because the alternative of not having the booster is potentially getting COVID, because it is out there and it is actually at quite a dangerous level.
It is.
But I've got to tell you, about 12 hours after, I felt like shit. Aching, chattering, you know, that
that comical effect.
Yes, like a greyhound getting excited. And it wasn't a cold night, but I actually had to get under the doona and I had the worst night's sleep. It's taken me a full day to recover. I'm glad I had the shot, but I've got to tell you, oh my God, like it's not good.
But as we said, it's either one day or potentially a whole lot longer. So good on you for getting your booster.
Or dying.
Exactly.
Or dying.
If you are eligible, consider getting some more information about what's available. But, Macca, who are we speaking to today?
Well, we're going to do a bit of pop culture in just a sec. We're going to speak with Sam McGowan. Then following Sam, Minister Steve Demopoulos, Minister for lots of things, Minister for having fun, I think.
Yes, so Minister for Environment, Tourism, Sport, Major Events and Outdoor Recreation.
Oh, we could do all of that. and I'm not sure if he's on the phone or in the studio. He was going to come in.
Studio,
good. Then Graham Ashton, ex-Victoria Police Commissioner, but Graham has conducted a very long and detailed review and inquiry into greyhound racing in South Australia. And Graham is going to talk to us about his findings and his recommendations to the South Australian government. So all the greyhound fans out there, have a listen to that. That's at about 10:40. Then after the 11 o'clock news, Rachel Payne from Legalise Cannabis is going to talk to us about the year that was and what is next. Dr. Matteo Vergani. Now, this is the Hate Behaviour Scale and the ongoing crikey investigation into the Sydney Opera House protest video.
Yes, so we're going to have a really interesting discussion with Dr. Matteo on that. He's just released a new article hate behaviours and the effect extremism is having on our communities. But if you'd like to join the conversation, please give us a text. We are 0427-JOY-949. That's 0427-569-949. And Paul, we've got our first guest ready. Welcome to Saturday Magazine, Sam McGowan.
Hello, how are you?
We're doing very well.
And I'm not going to ask you this time what pop culture is.
I think we've established that.
Oh, we've established that. How are you, Sam?
I'm good and I'm ready for any big questions.
Oh, okay. All right. What are you going to eat? What do you hope to eat on Christmas Day then?
I'm going to eat a beef brisket. Yeah, I'm going to make it.
Yeah, and is it oven or barbecue?
It's an oven, I'm not quite lucky enough to have a barbecue.
Okay.
Well, hopefully Santa is kind to you this year, Sam.
Yeah, bring Sam a barbecue.
I want a barbecue, for my unit.
Sam, so many people are going to be on break soon and they're going to be searching for the remote somewhere, looking for something great to watch. What is on in cinema and on TV that we should be getting excited about?
So I am officially declaring this the summer of Wonka. I think
the summer of Wonka.
The movie Wonka. It is, if you don't know what it is somehow, it's a prequel. It's Timothy Chalamet playing young Wonka, I guess you'd call him. and, you know, we're seeing how he's building this chocolate empire, how he's getting the Oompa Loompas on board. It is honestly a really good movie. If you're a fan of, like, the Paddington movies, it's the same director. So if you like that kind of brand of, like, niceness, you'll enjoy Wonka. It's got some great songs in it. It's heartwarming. It's silly. It's funny. Like, I think it ticks all the boxes. Like, there's no one who won't have a good time with Wonka over the holidays. And you know what? Timothy Chalamet is great in it. I am partial to him.
You and many others. For any particular reason? Is it the acting? The je ne sais quoi?
Well, it's just something about how, like, obsessed with chocolate he is. Like, he's so, like, dialed into that chocolate, you know? So if you're a fan of Twinks, like, Wonka is a must-see.
Oh. Okay. You're having licentious thoughts, aren't you?
I don't quite know what that word means, but probably.
I will be watching. Is there anything else in the cinema that we should be putting in our calendar, Sam?
If you want something a little more serious, you could see Poor Things, which is the new movie with Emma Stone. It's Yorgos Lanthimos, who did The Favourite and The Lobster, if there's any people who are fans of that. It's very much in the same vein. It's quite a dark comedy. It's about Emma Stone plays a woman who has the brain of a baby.
Oh, wow.
So we see her kind of like growing up and maturing and kind of like learning what it is to be a human and to be a woman. It's really funny. It's moving at times. It kind of exists in this gothic world, which is really beautiful to look at. That is another recommendation. If you're looking for something a little more art house, maybe, than Wonka.
And what about in the TV front, Sam? If we're sitting at home and we're feeling a little bit full or sorry for ourselves after New Year's Eve, what should we be tuning into?
You should watch The Crown. That'll put you to sleep.
I forgot about The Crown. I have to finish that. But I am actually back on Fargo now. Fargo, the TV show, not the movie. I think it's up to season 5 now. This new one has Jennifer Jason Leigh and Juno Temple and John Hamm. It's an anthology series, so you can just jump straight into season 5. I think it's good for the holidays because it's like crime, it's a bit funny, it kind of like hooks you onto the next episode. And you can just jump in at season 5. You don't have to like watch a bunch to catch up. But I also wanted to suggest that this could be the summer that we all rewatch Mad Men.
Because yes.
I think we need to like bring that back around. I think it's time we all like watch that and spoke about it again.
Are you talking about the state opposition?
Political satire up on it.
Never a dull moment on Joy Sam. No, but that has been on my to-watch list, so I think I will...
Dive in.
Exactly. Diving in, it's going to be great for the summer, especially if we're going to be having a little bit more of this wet and wild weather that's forecast for the next week.
It's a very cosy show, I would say.
And what about yourself? How will you be celebrating over the next little while?
I'm just going to have a little friend's Christmas on Christmas Day. I'll be making a beautiful meal and then getting crazy on New Year's, of course. Yes, as I always do.
Well, you and Mac will have that much in common.
Yes, I'm sure I'll see you at the club.
Unlikely.
You never know.
I'm thinking, you know, like it is, this time of year, it is a good time to catch up with, you know, with television and everything on streaming. What about books, Sam? Do you read books, hard copies or digital?
You know, you asked me this last time And I do read books. I know no one would believe that hearing me talk, but I do. I can recommend The Wager at the moment. This is a book by David Gran, who wrote Killers of the Flower Moon. The Wager is about, like, it's a true story of, like, a ship in, like, the 1700s that shipwrecked, like, one of those big, like, 300-man ships. And so they shipwreck, they're on an island. You're kind of getting into, like, the social dynamics, and there's kind of maybe a mutiny that might be happening, and people want to make it back to England, but they're very far away. It's very juicy. It's very, like, it's a page-turner.
Is there any sex?
Oh, Macca. You know, and on what page?
There's actually not, but I kind of feel like 300 men on this boat. Like, there must be something. Oh,
There'd be something going on. It'd be like a...
You read between the lines.
Now, Sam, I am going to recommend a book to you as we go. It's called Party of the People. And it is inside the multiracial populist coalition remaking the Republican Party in the US.
Okay.
Macca can lend it to you once he's done with it. It's on his reading list at the moment. He can.
That sounds like a light read for Christmas, Macca.
Well, you know, a whole lot of people with delusions of adequacy.
Oh, Sam.
I'm sort of on a ship then.
A ship with 300 men, I know.
Yes. Get me on one of them.
Well, we'll send you a link. But Sam, thank you very much for joining us and for sharing those recommendations. A very happy silly season to you, and we look forward to chatting to you in the new year.
And enjoy the beef brisket.
Yes, I will. Thank you. Have a good holiday.
Thanks, Sam. You are on Saturday Magazine with Macca and Nevena. Stay with us. We've got a special guest in the studio. We've got Demo.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.